Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
A listener brought this up. Don't forget to rewind. The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you miss on any show on WWL. You can download the free Odyssey app, search for WWL, then get started. You can listen or re-listen to all the WWL guest commentary or shows you love when you want to, including the ones we've had this week. The Menhaden industry issue had a lot of people wanted to listen to that over again. Also this morning, we had the Bell Chase Bridgegate conversation with the state representative. Any of those shows you miss, you can always catch them by doing the rewind on WWL. All right, we're hoping to make contact with Julia Davis. She had an unexpected delay come up, so hopefully we'll be joined by her. But we got her on to talk about those Gen Zers again. We talked about experiencing telephobia. Now we're going to talk about 30% of them, one out of three, have admitted that they yell at their boss. A recent survey said that many young professionals are challenging traditional expectations around workplace behavior. Surveyed 1,200 full-time Gen Z workers by professional resume templates platform ResumeTemplates.com found that about 1 in 3, 32% to be exact, say they have yelled at their boss, and half say they regularly talk negatively about their manager to co-workers. And to talk with us more about that is Julia Davis, a leadership expert and the host of a podcast, Growth and Grit, the podcast. Julia, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Tell me about your podcast, Growth and Grit.
Yeah, so I developed this podcast for young entrepreneurs that were trying to build and develop businesses, just to help them understand that anyone who builds anything goes through challenges and problems and issues and all those things, because I think sometimes we believe we're the only one that's having an issue when it's reality, it's everybody.
You know? Yeah. I've heard from several of them this morning about this. We're not only talking about outbursts, about yelling at your boss, but also breakdowns. I guess you call it employee crumbling or breaking down. How does a boss handle both of those situations, if they get yelled at or they've got an employee that's in their office crying?
I think, you know, obviously that's a 911 situation where the first thing you do is just handle whatever's going on with that person and give them some empathy and help them figure out, like, what can I do for this person right now to help them either maybe take a day off or have a mental break from whatever's going on. And then the secondary thing that you would do as a business owner or an employer is look at your system and figure out what led to this, because people typically only break down when they feel extremely unheard or if they have some type of, you know, festering problem that they just didn't feel like they could talk to their boss about.
I've got a comment in from a listener that says, after years as a supervisor slash manager, I learned that insubordination cannot and should not ever be tolerated. If you are consistent and fair across the board with your subordinates, you should be on solid footing. I only once had to deal with this and felt no remorse in applying discipline by counseling and writing up the offender. If allowed to continue, it is perceived as acceptable behavior and will undermine your operation in short order. And I would swear that's my daughter, Cherie, wrote that. What are your thoughts on that comment, Julie?
I agree. I think, you know, people don't always understand that there is a place to work and stay focused, and then there's a place to handle personal issues, and they should not overlap. I think a lot of times people bring their whole, you know, everything is on the media these days, and your whole life is broadcasted on social media. So it's really easy for things to kind of blur the lines and pull it in. But in reality, if you have a job to do and you have work to be done, you should be able to compartmentalize and figure out how to get that done without other things interfering with it. And it's just, it's something I think we've lost over time. So I think you do have to put a hard line and say, this is unacceptable behavior, but I can understand that you're going through it. So how much time off do you need? You know?
I've got another text came in, and maybe restraint is the best policy. This one said, in relationship with their boss, I wanted to, but I always chose to walk away and let them figure out what they did wrong or just remain clueless. wanted to yell at the boss, but that would have gone nowhere. I guess restraint in many cases is the best policy.
Yes, I do think that sometimes it's called for, especially if you're dealing with a boss where you know that no matter what you do, it's not going to move the needle. But if somebody is willing and open to feedback, I think a good approach would just say, hey, I'm really frustrated about this. Are you open to some feedback about the process? And if they say no, then leave it and say, okay, no problem. You can always find a different job. But if they say yes, then I would say give them the feedback because it could be a fundamental piece of the process that's broken that needs to be fixed.
I have some more texts coming in from listeners. This one says, yelling at the boss wouldn't go over well in the Marine Corps. KP for life.
Oh, my gosh. That's so true.
KP, yeah, so true. Kitchen patrol. I've been there, done that. Not a pleasure at all.
That's so true. Yeah, you couldn't. In the military, that would not fly.
Another one says, I'm so happy to be retired. If an employee yelled at me, they'd be out on their A. Now, that's short and to the point.
Yeah, not everybody functions in the same way, so I can understand that approach too. It just depends on the environment that you work in, how much tolerance you have for that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, here's another one says, I can't believe I'm listening to what this topic seems to be. I'll be damned if I'm cuddling an adult who doesn't know how to be an adult.
Oh, man. It's definitely a different culture. You know, every generation is slightly different, and I don't think that maybe the newer generations grow up with as much fear of authority as some of the other generations did.
What do you think the difference is in this Gen Z generation? Is it the advent of the technology, the social media, the texting, the laptops, the constant digital communication, stuff coming in and going out at a rapid...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Pace.
Yeah, this is my personal opinion, but I think growing up in an age where social media is so prevalent, people get justified in their negative so quickly. So if you have a negative opinion, you have 20,000 people or even 15 that back you up, to say, you're right to feel that way. That was a problem. This is justified, right? So when you have sometimes poor behavior justified, that's a really dangerous scenario, right? Because no one's saying like, hey, maybe you're the issue. Instead, people are saying, hey, you're right to feel that way without ever hearing the other side of the story.
Yeah. What about some preventative measures to help prevent that? I mean, maybe on the boss's part, there's some things you can do to prevent them from feeling like they want to yell at you.
I think, you know, quarterly reports or quarterly evaluations, anytime you can get face-to-face with your people, I think yelling happens significantly less when you do like a quarterly sit-down with every person to say, hey, let's evaluate your performance. Let's evaluate what's going on in your job. What's easy, what's hard, how can I adjust anything? And if they're like, yeah, this is all really hard and I know that's just part of the job, I can redirect them into a new career at that point. Or if they say, no, it's all great, everything's good, then we know we're moving in the right direction. So I do think the more face-to-face evaluations you can have throughout the year prevent stuff like this from boiling over.
Yeah, that way if they've got a bone to pick, let them get it out in a professional,
right,
calm manner rather than letting it build up and then all of exploding on the boss.
Exactly, because a lot of these people probably just don't ever have FaceTime with the person in charge, and then when they do, it's been 6 years of accumulated aggravation.
From the employee standpoint, though, sometimes you've got a boss that isn't so great, and the fault is really lies on them. They've got too high expectations. They're too demanding, rude to employees. What should the employee do?
Quit.
Find another job, huh?
Exactly. Go find another job. You don't have to work for anyone you don't like, you don't want to work with. There's a ton of opportunities out there. Just leave that job, but leave it amicably and don't ruin your own reputation by dragging them through the mud. Just say, hey, it's not for me. Your leadership style is not my style. Have a great day. Get out of there.
Got some more text from the listeners. This one says, yelling at the boss is unacceptable, and the supervisor also must maintain a professional level to deserve respect. Never yell or curse at an employee. Good advice.
I agree with that. I think that, yeah, absolutely. I think that as an employer, you got to set the standard for the behavior you want to see in your people. And that brings up another good point, because maybe the boss is the one yelling and cursing at people, and so the employees just think that's an acceptable part of the culture. You know, it could be a bad example.
And then we have this one. Work is work and not personal. It's just what you have to do at work. I don't know. That's not the greatest job yeah. environment, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, you want to build relationships for sure.
Absolutely. Got a lot of people that say they're glad they're retired and not dealing with it at all
yeah.
anymore. Well, that's
yeah,
another answer too, huh? Julia, we got to run. Thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
So
and
much.
Growth and Grit, that's the podcast, correct?
That's it. Yep. Thanks
right.
so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All righty. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jim Cook, President and CEO of the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center, about NOLA Christmas Fest starting this weekend. Something about bumper cars on ice? I want to find out more about that. That sounds like fun. We'll be right back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.